celebrations, and wonderful music all night long.
Good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who's this?
This is Christine.
Christine, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a little bit of unbiased advice. Considering you don't know me, I was in a relationship for 9 years, and he recently broke up with me. Well, it's been about 4 months. The whole I love you, but I'm not in love with you thing. And all of my friends, you know, their first instinct is to throw me an I hate this person pity party, which isn't necessarily the case. I'm not angry at him. I don't hate him. I don't think that he did anything wrong. It's just hard. It's very hurtful, and I'm having a little bit of problems coping with it.
So you're saying you want to feel your feelings and that's not okay?
Oh, I know it's okay. I guess basically, you know, I don't even know how to go about getting over it. And you know, the timeline on when it's okay to not be sad anymore.
Oh, please. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, you're old enough to know that there's no such timeline. You're old enough to know that you get to grieve and mourn and hurt and cry and heal at whatever pace you need to mourn and cry and hurt and heal.
Yeah, I do know that.
Go get some Haagen-Dazs. Find a girlfriend that you can talk to and cry.
What I need to do. You know, I really haven't done it yet.
Well, then go do that, you silly. I'll play a really sad song that will bring it on.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Because that's the kind of friend I am.
Good. I'm glad I've got one.
You need to cry.
I do.
You need to cry and mourn and realize that you gave a piece of your heart, a piece of your soul, and you had planned your dreams around this person, it sounds like.
I did. I really did.
And now those dreams have come crashing down.
Yeah.
And you need to just go cry, all right?
I will. Thanks, Delilah.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
Are you the kind of folks others can lean on, believe in? When you give your word, they know they can trust you? I hope so. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve your identity theft issues. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Go to LifeLock.com and save 25% your first year with promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE for 25% off at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
This year, change how you see your hair with Nutrafol.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
After 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation promised to make sure we never forget. Since then, it's been supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook, who we lost while he served in Iraq. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
KZST.
Take me away.
A secret place.
A secret place.
Take me away.
Hiding place.
Take me away.
A secret place.
A secret place.
Take me away.
Hiding place.
teacher, and I can't believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story.
it's Delilah who is with me on the phone line.
My name is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you?
Well, honestly, I've just got to take a few minutes to just brag on somebody, really.
That's a good thing. Tell me who you want to brag about.
My future husband. He is more than I could ever have imagined.
What's his name?
His name's Stephen.
So how long have you and Stephen been engaged?
We have been together this round for 9 months. We were high school sweethearts until he had moved away. I hadn't heard from him in probably 15 years until February of 23. And by April of 23, I moved down here with him, and we've been inseparable ever since.
So you were together how many years ago?
15.
And who broke up with who?
Well, his mom had gotten sick, and they had to move down here because all of her family was here.
So he moved because mom had to move because she needed support. And how did you reconnect? How did you find your way back to each other?
Believe it or not, it was Snapchat. Even 15 years later, I could not get him off my mind. I just couldn't. Turns out, I wasn't the only one.
So there was still a there for both of you?
There was a there for the both of us.
What was it about this man back in high school when he was a boy that you just couldn't forget, you couldn't get over, you couldn't move on?
I think it was just genuinely because he was so, so kind-hearted, even back when he was young. He was 16, I was 14. That was my very first best friend in high school. That was the one that I would always go to for advice because my mother sheltered me so much. It was my first kiss, my first love.
And now he'll be hopefully your last crush, your last kiss, your last true love.
Absolutely.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on a new beginning. A reason for living, a deeper meaning, yeah. But I wanna stay.
Protection.